This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Mitch Teich. It's graduation day for many high school students around the region. That includes Kelly Schleiss, who graduates at the top of her class at DSHA, Divine Savior Holy Angels High School in Milwaukee. At the ceremony today, she'll share her thoughts about the last 4 years with her classmates and her hopes for the future. But people around the country already have some insight into life lessons Schleiss has learned in her relatively young life. Schleiss was one of five high school seniors with essays included in a New York Times feature on money and work. She wrote about what she took from her summer work as an assistant to a plumber, her dad. Kelly Schleiss joined us in the studio to talk about what she wrote, and she also shared a bit of her essay.
As much as I despise the mess of plumbing, I despise myself for becoming affected by such trivial qualms and for being so easily aggravated by disorder. After all, the world was built by people willing to get their hands dirty. And when I think about it, I cope with messes all the time. The uncertainties and contradictions of my teenage brain are far more tangled than any extension cord, but I keep trying to sort them out. Life is a process of accepting the messes and learning to clean them up, and plumbing work is no different.
First of all, thank you so much for sharing that. When did you first start going out on plumbing jobs with your dad?
I first started going out on plumbing jobs with my dad about 5 or 6 years ago. It's always been a summer job, not something I've done during the school year, simply because I didn't have time during the school year. But I must have been a 7th or 8th grader summer before one of those two school years, and I started accompanying him on jobs.
I have a daughter who's not far past that time, and you know, that age, 7th, 8th grade, is a time when people are just starting to see themselves in the context of the world. How did you view plumbing work at that point?
I think one of my favorite parts of the job has always been watching my dad work and seeing what he does. And I think at first it was just like, oh, wow, this is cool. I'm finally seeing what my dad does all day. And I think a lot of my peers didn't really have that. They didn't have that idea of what their dads were doing. I was definitely struck by how many men I was always surrounded by in the plumbing business, the guys at the hardware store, the other contractors. There's not a lot of other women that we were working around, so that was definitely striking.
People surprised to see you show up along with your dad?
A little bit, yeah. And I actually, at the end of 8th grade, I had a sort of boy short haircut, and at one point I think I was actually referred to as my dad's son.
That must have been a wonderful experience.
it was fine. I didn't mind. I think I had a baseball cap on. But yeah, definitely it was a little bit weird at first, especially in that sort of awkward middle school phase for me to be a young woman in a male-dominated profession.
Do you remember the kinds of things that you were able to do that first summer or first couple of summers even?
Not a lot. Plumbing does require some physical strength, which I definitely didn't have a lot of at that point in my life. And I still remember, I mean, I still think this to this day, the toolboxes are really heavy. So, you know, when I take the toolboxes out of the back of the truck and carry them, sometimes it's up or down multiple flights of stairs. That in itself is hard. And, you know, using a pipe wrench to pry pipes apart is hard. And it took me a while, a few years even, to have the strength and the sort of the physical awareness about myself to be able to do some of the physical tasks of plumbing.
You know, I imagine that your own plumbing at home would have been in pretty good shape. It must have been something of an eye opener to go into these homes and places where things were not working perfectly, and that's what you're doing there.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny, I remember saying to my parents at one point, it's weird for me to go and see all these houses where there's so many plumbing issues because, you know, we've never had to call the plumber for an emergency leak or anything. But I've definitely seeing the order and the chaos in all these houses we go into, especially as it relates to the plumbing, has been a really interesting part of it.
So you get older, and your friends at school are presumably, you know, they're lifeguards over the summer, or they're working at coffee shops, or they're nannies, or whatever. And this seems like it would be a much different experience from the way your summers play out.
Yes. I said in the essay at one point, I don't think there's many people that would find the plumbing job desirable. You get really sweaty, you get dirty. I wear a pair of men's jeans that I bought from Goodwill. And I do, because my dad is self-employed, it's just his business, I set my own hours. So there is some, you know, cool flexibility that goes into my job. But I think for the most part, people, you know, when they hear I'm the plumber's daughter, I'm the plumber's helper, they think, oh, that's really cool. But then if I explain it more, they're a little hesitant and they're not sure. You know, they think it's cool that I do that, but they're not sure they would want to do it.
Did you ever wish that you had those other jobs, the nannies and the coffee shops and the whatever?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I thought, you know, it would be nice to have, you know, set hours every week and something normal and something that would be more formal to put on a resume and experience that would maybe be more you know, easier to connect with my peers talking about work, because my peers talk about their work and I think, you know, I love hearing their stories, but mine are completely different. And I also think working a job after school, that's something I've never done. But during the school year, I think having a normal job would have also been a good experience dealing with time management.
So I can imagine this work takes a fair amount of concentration, but I would also imagine there are times when the two of you are talking while you work. And I guess I'm curious about the kinds of things that you talk about when you're plumbing.
We talk about really, you know, sometimes they're really big ideas. Sometimes we just, you know, he's explaining what he's doing to me. You know, there's a fair amount of time we'll spend just kicking around ideas from books we've read. We talk about Downton Abbey episodes that we've watched together. And sometimes it really is just silent. But I think my dad and I think a lot alike. And so even when it is silent, I always feel like there's some sort of conversation thread going back and forth between us. And one of my favorite parts of the job is spending time with him, whether we're talking or not.
Well, and I think, you know, there are parents out there that are listening to this and they're thinking, you know, these romantic ideas of life lessons imparted while doing work. But I would imagine maybe the real life lesson just comes from doing the job and spending the time.
Yeah, I think one of the things I've learned from plumbing is definitely the everyday workday grind. I'm not helping my dad every single day in the summer. Usually it's a few days a week, but getting up every morning off to the hardware store, what are we doing next? Just sort of going through the motions. And I'm not, the ideas that I ended up putting in this essay, I don't think, I wasn't thinking about those things on a day-to-day basis necessarily. It was more reflecting back on the experience as a whole and thinking, what have I learned from my summers as a plumber?
Right. I wonder when the whole order versus chaos thing, when it kind of crystallized in your head.
Well, this essay I wrote, it is my main college application essay. I wrote it for the Common App. And so the summer before my senior year, I sat down the dreaded task of writing the college essay. And I thought to myself, what can I write about that makes me different? And plumbing was the obvious choice. But the more I thought about writing about plumbing, I thought at one point I wanted to write all about the things I've learned from my dad. But then the essay started to become about my dad and not me. And it has to be about you. And so I started thinking, what aspect of plumbing do I have the most to say about? And it ended up being plumbing is hard because I like things to be really neat. I have a very orderly assignment notebook. I make a lot of lists. My room's very clean. And plumbing is messy. You're sweaty. There's dirt everywhere. There's dust everywhere. Sometimes when you're doing a remodeling job, there's not any walls and there's tools everywhere. And this conflict that sort of rises within me between the order that I like to maintain and the chaos that I see in plumbing, and finding how I could cope with and bring in both aspects of that to my work and cope with the mess.
Amazing when you can write a college essay and learn something about yourself.
It was a long process of writing the essay. There were definitely hours I spent sitting in my room with my laptop in front of me, not typing anything, just trying to figure out what I wanted to say. And I think it was mid-September by the time I finally hammered it out and managed to get my thoughts on paper. So it was definitely a long process of figuring out how I wanted to articulate the ideas.
You're going off to college next fall to Madison. Do you have any idea how these summers spent working with your dad are going to shape this next phase of your life?
I think the summers working with my dad will sort of characterize my high school years in a way, especially having this essay finally being published in the New York Times, which was amazing. I think I'll look back on these summers and think that was some great time I spent with my dad. I learned a little bit about what a hard day of work is physically, not just mentally, like going to classes and school. And I think when I finally do enter the professional work world, I think I'll look back and have more respect and more understanding for the tradesmen. And I don't think I want to be a plumber, so I doubt I'll end up in the trades, but I think I will always look back on my experience in the trades and have a greater respect and understanding and appreciation for all the things that they're doing.
Do you have any sense for what you're going to study yet?
I am undecided. I have no idea. I figure as long as the classes are engaging and challenging me and helping me think about new things, I'll be satisfied.
So at what point did this dawn on you that this could be an essay that goes beyond just the Common App?
The New York Times publishes 4 or 5 essays on work, class, or money every year. They've been doing it for a few years. And the last few years, as we've been thinking about college and my family, my mom and I have always read these essays. And I think it was always in the back of her mind, oh, if Kelly writes about plumbing, she should submit it to this essay. It's not really a contest, but essay contest. And the submission form came out. I submitted it, and I didn't really think much of it. It was a copy-paste from my Google document of the essay. I was really surprised to get the call, but really grateful. And so I think it wasn't until the New York Times reached out that I thought it would be more than a college essay. I definitely didn't think this many people would be reading it.
Well, and have you gotten comments from people who have read it? Does the Times for the letters that it gets?
I've gotten a lot of comments from people I know, adults who have reached out to my dad from my grade school and my high school. And a lot of my friends have had really great feedback on it. And so it's I've used it as a vehicle to make a lot of good connections in the past few weeks. The New York Times actually did forward one comment that they received, a woman who lived in Milwaukee. and we don't know, but someone who wanted to use a local plumber. So I did pass on my dad's phone number to her.
Must have been pretty exciting to see it in print, though.
Yeah, it was in the Saturday edition. My family and I went to Boswell Books on Downer, and I think we bought all the copies they had. I'm not sure what we're going to do with all of them yet. But it was really cool. Taking the photo was really fun. A photographer, a freelance photographer, her name is Lauren Justice, came and took some shots of me in the plumber van.
It's a cool picture. It really is.
Yeah, and you see a little bit of the chaos of the plumber van in the back. It's not the cleanest, but I think it definitely captures the spirit of the work.
Well, Kelly Schleiss, congratulations on the essay, congratulations on graduation, and best of luck. I hope you go far.
Thank you so much.
Kelly Schleiss graduates from DSHA High School today. You'll find a link to her New York Times essay on working as a plumber's helper at WUWM.com.